What is that I hear?
Oh, geez, that's what that is.
Ha 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 ha, it's time for Geek to English. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and geeks of all ages, welcome to the challenge, episode 4. And yes, that is a new edition. That is the music you hear, or introduction music, as everybody else calls it. Pretty cool, eh? Like I said at the beginning of the podcast series, I would tell you what the software is I'm using for this. That is going to be a complete secret. Now, as I said, this is the challenge episode 4 of Geek to English. This episode is brought to you by Randall Rowan Designs. Go check him out. He's on the blog roll of the, you know, of my site, yoursystems.info. Check him out. He's an independent web designer. He's who I go to if I can't get a site done in time. And he's actually very friendly, very knowledgeable, very easy to get along with. So go check him out. Again, Randall Rowan Web Designs. Now, in episode 4, we are going to be focusing on VoIP and different VoIP alternatives and all the rest of it. For those of you that don't know what VoIP is, VoIP is Voice Over Internet Protocol. In other words, stuff like Skype, VBuzzer, all kinds of different other VoIP clients, especially, you know, Google Voice, you know, so on and so forth. This is where things get a little bit different, because I've shot myself in the foot. Yes, you heard right. I, as a veteran of the IT industry and all the rest of it, have shot myself in the foot on quite a few different possible, you know, sales or questions or anything else pertaining to Android and VoIP capabilities like Skype. I will tell you right off the word go, if you listen to the first episode, I said I was using Skype and all the rest of it, and that I was having a hard time with it. That part is true, and I figured out why. There was a recent update to the Skype application. I was using the beta version of the Skype app for the Android OS. So you wouldn't even know that there was a whole bunch of, you know, glitches that were going on with it. I wasn't really able to chat with anybody on Skype, whether it's by voice or by, you know, chatting with my Skype contact, whatever. Now that, like I said, that's where I shot myself in the foot, because I've ended up getting Skype working. I did a simple update. Yes, even after 20 years of IT experience, work, and all the rest of it, even we geeks can end up making what's called an ID10T error. If you write it down, ID number 10T spells idiot. So I've shot myself in the foot on a loss of a bunch of possible sales that ended up happening because I haven't bothered to update. Then again, I've also been really busy, but there's no excuse for it. So here we go. VoIP, or voice over IP or internet protocol, is an alternative to making phone calls, providing you have, you know, a high-speed internet connection, whether it's on your cell phone or it's on your Android device, and it ends up being a Wi-Fi connection, which is what I would strongly, strongly recommend. It allows you to call regular PSTN or regular public switch telephone network phones, or regular telephones for those that don't speak geek. Like Bell or Telus or, you know, even, you know, Rogers telephone service, so on and so forth. It allows you to call regular phones, end of story. And there's a bunch of different alternatives that are out there. One main one is, of course, Skype! Oh my gosh, Skype. Here we go. The new version of the Skype app that's been released is compatible with everything out there. Tablets, cell phones, so on and so forth. So you don't need to be connected
to a cellular network. It's install the application. You can chat with your VoIP contacts or your Skype contacts. Sorry. If you pay for the subscription, you can end up making regular phone calls. You'll end up seeing probably some really bad reviews of Skype in the Android marketplace. I'll tell you right now, some of them are justified and some of them aren't. The justified ones, as far as I'm concerned, are probably because they're trying to call from a low bandwidth source. In other words, calling from a regular 3G source, or, you know, they're, you know, floating around out there on their cell phone, and they figured they'd end up using the data plan on their cell phone and so on and so forth. I have ended up using Skype on my tablet since I've updated it. Yes, bad me again. And I've had no problem. The only echoing that ended up happening, because at times it will sound like you're talking from a cave or there'll be a little bit of a feedback, is when I'm in, you know, a small room and there's not much in the room and my voice ends up bouncing around. Wherever you would end up hearing an echo anyway, you would end up hearing that in Skype. Okay. I've had no problem dialing numbers in Canada, numbers in the U.S. I even made phone calls to international numbers, or I've let people use my tablet as long as there's a Wi-Fi connection around and let them, you know, call over to like Bangalore or something like that. But I've had no problems with it at all, and call quality has been quite decent. So, with the grand poobah of all VoIP, that is Skype, out of the way, first recommendation is, of course, Skype. Now, there are other alternatives that are cheaper than Skype. That's right, people. Cheaper than Skype. Ha 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 ha. First alternative is called VBuzzer. VBuzzer is very, very, very easy to use. It has what's called a SIP. Not exactly like Skype, but it is. It is a SIP phone, or Software Internet Protocol phone service, where they charge you something hokey like, I think it's $9 a month for completely unlimited world coverage. And the call quality is really decent. Now, before I continue on about VBuzzer and all the rest of them that are out there, some applications that you need to use, okay? One I would strongly recommend is SipDroid. SipDroid allows you to customize what SIP server you're connecting to. You cannot use this as a Skype client. Let me repeat. You cannot use it as a Skype client. If you go to use it as a Skype client, you will not connect to the service without a huge learning curve that you have to set up. Now, with that being said, SipDroid is very, very good. It allows you to use any SIP service that's out there. Say, for example, SIP to SIP, which is SIP number 2 SIP, or, you know, VBuzzer, so on. You can also, depending on where you're geographically located in the world, use it to connect to Google Voice or even Google Talk. It's very, very easy to set up in most cases. There is a little bit of a learning curve to it, though. But it's the easiest one I've been able to find. What SipDroid allows you to do is, say, for example, you have an account with VBuzzer. You end up getting your account login name and password, which is absolutely free, and you pop that into the configuration settings. From there, you end up putting in the SIP server that you connect to. So it could be SIP colon username at vbuzzer.com, okay? Or SIP sip.antisip.com or whatever. That's another one, is Sip Antisip. Sip Antisip is actually really half decent. But if you just Google free SIP accounts, S-I-P, not Z-I-P, but free SIP accounts, you'll end up getting a plethora that are out there. Some of the ones I would suggest would be SIP Antisip, SIP2SIP. If you're in the U.S., you have the ability to use Google Voice. Unfortunately, those of us that are in Canada, we can't use Google Voice as of yet unless we end up going through Gmail and blah, 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 blah. With that being said, there's all kinds of different alternatives that are out there. You can go take a look. Like I said, some of the ones I suggest are Sip to Sip, VBuzzer. There's also, there's so many I can't even start. Now, I've already ended up talking about SipDroid. Okay. There's also Fring. Fring is pretty much an all-in-one application where you can use it to connect to MSN, connect to Yahoo, connect to ICQ. You can use it to connect to your SIP account. You can even use it to chat on, Fring's own service, which is always interesting. With that being said, you can also dial out. You used to be able to use it to connect to Skype accounts, but unfortunately you can't do that anymore. So when it comes to VoIPing with it, you end up subscribing to a SIP account, or you have a SIP account already with your preferred carrier, whatever. You just put that information in, and away you go. Life is good. You can start making phone calls and all the rest of it. Another application is TalkoNaught, TalkoNaught, NaughT. This application is actually very, very, very easy to use. It's just as easy as Fring, okay? That application, you can end up doing the same thing as TalkoNaught, but it looks a lot different. The only difference between TalkoNaught and Fring is, with TalkoNaught, you cannot use any kind of video conferencing. Ah, a drawback. Yes, there's no video conferencing allowed with TalkoNaught. They say that there is, but I haven't been able to get it to work. It's very, very glitchy if you get it to work at all. But for SIP calling, chatting on MSN, Yahoo, Messenger, AOL, AIM, preferred Jabber client, whatever, you can use TalkoNaught, but again, it's glitchy. I find the call quality with TalkoNaught to be that of, at best, cell quality. Unlike Fring, where the call quality is actually half decent, you don't have that with TalkoNaught. Now, I have read a bunch of reviews stating that, oh, TalkoNaught's, the best, blah, blah, blah. I personally haven't had any good experiences, and neither have a few of my clients or anything else. So would I suggest TalkoNaught? Yeah, for the most part. Do I still use it? Gosh, no. I still don't use TalkoNaught. I won't use TalkoNaught anymore. Like I said, I personally don't like the call quality, and it ends up being a lot harder to set up than SipDroid or even Fring. Now, the differences between these applications is they're free, absolutely free. You don't have to pay for them. So there's a beautiful word right there that everybody likes, is free, okay? Now, the differences between them is simply this. Who supports the most? SipDroid and Taconaut both support what's called PBXs.org. PBEX.org. For those of you that are seasoned in, you know, PBX speak, that's great. You understand what I'm talking about. Life is good. For those of you that don't, PBXs are normally what you would set up to set up an asterisk server or something like that. Basically so that you could end up setting up your own VoIP server at home, getting rid of, you know, the regular phone line and just do everything by way of, a tablet, a cell phone. Well, no, not even a cell phone, but a Wi-Fi enabled soft phone. Okay, you can end up picking them up from Belkin. You can pick them up from pretty much anybody. If you have a smartphone, you can pick up applications and end up using them. Or you can end up integrating it into your house and end up using an ATA adapter, analog telephone adapter, and use it to be your own phone company. That's what a PBX is, and that's what it allows you to do in your own home or with your friends or whichever. Word of warning in advance, you better have an unlimited bandwidth account because it ends up being very, very, very bandwidth hungry. So, yeah, that's one thing I would strongly suggest is, you know, if you're going to do anything like that, you end up using very high and high bandwidth account. Now, anyway, that's what PBXs are. PBXs.org are virtual PBX servers. So you can go in and you can set up a free account where you can have on-hold music, set everything up all you want. You can have multiple lines set up. You can have all kinds of different trunks and everything else on their free service. And with their free service, it supports SipDroid, Taconaut, blah, 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 blah. And on top of that, if you really wanted, if you went with, say, for example, VBuzzer, which is quite affordable, you can just click on it because they have a one-step, very easy-to-use wizard that, you know, you basically follow the bouncing ball and it shows you, or it sets it up for you. So life is good. The guys over at PBXs.org, especially in the forums, are very helpful. There are people that have ended up with some limited success being able to set up, you know, their Skype account with their PBX account and be able to call from their tablet or from their smartphone by having their it's quite involved and it can be quite hair-raising to try to set it up yourself if you don't know what's going on. But their PBX service over at pbxs.org is quite user-friendly. The forums are jam-packed with information ranging right from beginner, which would be a techno weenie of someone of some description that doesn't know what they're doing, right up to the seasoned professionals that work at places like, I don't know, Bell, Telus, Comcast, so on and so forth. And like I said, they're very, very easy to use. They do have paid options. Me personally, I ended up using the free version, which apparently does not impact call quality. So, you know, that ends up being just the application that you're using. But anyway, there are alternatives that are out there. Now, as you've heard me saying, VBuzzer. Okay. VBuzzer, I like. It's very easy to use. It integrates into just about everything quite simply. With VBuzzer, if you have an Android device, you download SipDroid, which is one I ended up using. And from there, what you do is you just put in your SIP account information. Or you put in your SIP account information and your PBX's.org account information. It sandwiches the two together, and it ends up being quite easy to use. There's no problems. VBuzzer, I find, is very, very cheap. And not in quality, I mean in price. Like I said, for $9 a month, you can have an unlimited account where you can call like 30 or 40 different countries without having to worry about paying by the minute. I mean, you could sit on there for hours on end and just chat with someone over in, I don't know, Bangladesh, or calling somebody in, you know, the good old US of A. Or if you live in Canada, you could be sitting up in Nunavut and call somebody in southern Ontario at noon just to shoot the breeze for a few hours and not have to worry about paying by the minute. They do have by the minute accounts that you can end up getting, or monthly prepaid, blah, 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 blah. Me personally, I just ended up using the free testing service, and it worked perfectly fine. Most SIP companies that are out there, I will let you know in advance, they will allow you to do a test call to whatever you want. They also have, you know, Echo servers that you can use, and they allow you to use as a testing ground to make sure that everything is working. Like I said, there are alternatives out there to Skype. Skype is a big factor for a lot of telecommunications ideas that are out there. And with that being said, there's a big problem with that. Actually, I have a big problem now with Google and Skype. Skype has ended up changing their pricing. For an unlimited account in Canada, for me to call down to my contacts that are in the States, and that, it's going to cost me $110 a year, when last year it cost me $50. No one at Skype has decided whether they're going to call me back or not yet, or even comment as to what's going on, or even why the significant price increase, because it's a little over double. Google, I'm a little upset with, because it seems like unless you live in the U.S., you're not going to get all the bonuses and added little things that are Google. I mean, pretty much most companies will allow you to have an online phone number, whether it ends up being in Canada or the U.S. or whichever, it doesn't matter. Skype has started allowing people in Canada to have phone numbers in Toronto, New Brunswick specifically, well, the whole province of New Brunswick, Mississauga, Winnipeg, Alberta, BC, and that's it. Pretty disheartening as far as I'm concerned. If you want to have a phone number with Skype, it doesn't matter what state you live in. If you want to have a phone number with Google Voice, it doesn't matter what state you live in. But that all ends up being based on controlling factors of how much the company wants to spend or is willing to spend or so on and so forth in Canada. I find it rather unfortunate that the CRTC is allowing this to happen and stopping companies like Google Voice and Skype to not allow certain phone numbers or certain things and so on and so forth. But that's the way the ball bounces. There are online phone number companies that will purchase a phone number for you. And depending on what you do, say for example, you decide that you're going to, I don't know, end up getting an online phone number so that your cousin Jackie in Florida can give you a phone call, and you live in Toronto, you want to make it easier for her to contact you. So you end up getting a phone number in the state of Florida so that they can call that number, not have to worry about any local charges or any long-distance charges or anything else like that. And that way, you know, you end up footing the bill and so on and so forth. That's fine and dandy. But unfortunately, like I said, it seems like unless you live in the U.S., you can't do that. With Skype, if you live in the U.S., Denmark, Sweden, Germany, and a few other countries, especially, you know, Paraguay, Puerto Rico, you can get an online phone number, but you can't get it when you live in Canada. So if there's anybody out there that's listening to it that works for these companies, work on getting Canadian phone numbers and you will see your income increase drastically. And you will see a large amount of people that will stay with you. And for those of you that work at Skype, if you're listening to this, which I doubt, but if you are, put the bloody pricing back to where it was, because I can go for, I don't know, let's see, $9 a month for world coverage, $5 a month for unlimited North American coverage with VBuzzer. So you do the math, it ends up basically end up being $60 a year Canadian versus $110 Canadian. See the difference? With that being said, and me getting off of my soapbox, those are the suggestions that I have. Me personally, because I ended up paying for a Skype account, I'm using Skype now that I have it working. And now that I am able to make phone calls out, I have replaced my cell phone, basically, with my tablet, because anywhere I go, there's a Wi-Fi connection. So I jump on a Wi-Fi connection, I make a phone call to the office, I make a phone call home, or I call a client, and I plug in my headphones, and away I go. Life is good, and nobody's the wiser as to me calling from a tablet PC. So as you can see, it can end up being quite feasible and affordable to end up using the alternatives that are out there, other than, you know, using your cell phone or whichever. So with that at the end of our conversation, ladies, gentlemen, and geeks of all ages, that would be the conclusion of episode 4, The Challenge, VoIP and Android. Take it easy. And if you take a look at the site, you'll end up seeing where I ended up getting the music and the information on how to contact the authors. Have a wonderful day, guys. See you later.